I get a bucket, a pail, a pitcher.
All right. Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Some of them made out of wood, some out of metal.
Okay.
Some pitchers.
What do you carry milk in?
You got a milk bucket, then you got a jar, a jar, and you put the milk in, you know.
Okay. When you first milk the cow, what do you carry the milk in?
Carrying the milk bucket.
All right.
Pail bucket.
What sort of container do you use to carry food to the pigs?
Well, sometimes you use a big slop bucket, they call it, a can.
All right. What do you fry eggs in?
You can fry eggs in a frying pan.
What is it made of?
Well, some of them made of just these old big frying pan, and made of iron, I guess.
Okay, have you ever seen one with the legs on it?
Oh, yeah, the one spotted the legs on. I used to put that stove that, cooked you, put that fire in the spider, and then put hot coals on top of the spider and lid and bake the biscuits before it had stove.
Bake it on top of the fire?
No, see, they put the biscuits in the oven, skillet, they call it. If you fire on it, then it cover it up, it's like you put a top on the fire, then you put coals on top of the skillet to bake the biscuits.
On top of the bread?
You're on top of the skillet, on top of that, see, it had a lid on it.
And then you put the coals up on top
of
it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm going to ask you three more questions, then I'm going to let you look at the news. What about something that's big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes in? What do you call that?
A wash pot.
All right. Have you ever used the word kettle? For a wash pot?
Yeah, and they have a kettle on the stove. You see, they have a kettle to heat the water.
Okay.
They ain't like now, if we had this, like you got now, a water tank, and all they had to heat the kettle on the water, on the kettle on the stove, to wash the dishes, and you know.
Okay. What would you call a container that you plant some sort of flowers in and keep in the house?
You call it a flower pot.
All right. What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you are setting the table for supper?
You mean what you eat with?
Yes, what you eat with.
Knife, fork,
okay.
Spoon.
Dick and Johnson, did you enjoy the newscast?
Yeah.
You find anything of interest in it?
Yeah, a lot of things interest in it.
You look at the news every day at this time?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you do? Oh, you don't miss it, huh? You read?
Don't miss it. You see, I ain't got much of an education to listen at the news. You from straining my brain.
Do you read the newspaper much?
I don't take no newspaper.
You don't take the newspaper?
No.
You say you were born in Atlanta. Where did you work on the Rock Quarry? Where was the Rock Quarry?
Well, you see, I lived in Fulton County, but the Rock Quarry is in Cab County, Lithonia, Georgia, see.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. We'd go back and forth down there to work. See, they wasn't paying much. See, grown men wasn't getting $1.50 a day.
Well, and you...
10 hours a day.
And you go down there and work for 50 cents?
50 cents a day, toting water.
Well, you had to pay that much to get down there, didn't you?
Well, they had a train used to run from Atlanta to Lithonia called the Shoe Fly train.
Oh, I see.
It's almost, you didn't have to pay much to go, you see.
Oh.
A lot of people ride that train from Atlanta to Lithonia to work on a rock quarry at Pine Mountain, Rock Chapel, Raven Mountain, Big Lady, and all them people work down there, see.
Well, did you go every day or did you stay all the week?
No, go every day, see.
Oh, I see. Well, you almost didn't make enough to pay your train fare.
Well.
I guess 50 cents was more than it is now.
Yeah.
Okay, if your dishes are all dirty, and you say it's almost supper time, before we can have supper, we have to clean some dishes. You must do what to the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
All right. After you wash the dishes, then what do you do to them in clear water?
Run hot water over them.